Well, Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, has been sworn in for a second term after he and his party secured a seeming landslide victory in June's elections. He's described the poll as Ethiopia's first attempt at a free and fair vote. The vote, though, was overshadowed by the conflict in Tigray, where hundreds of thousands are currently facing famine. Well, meanwhile, there are also reports of heavy fighting in western Ethiopia between rebel groups and security forces there. It's already displaced thousands of people just since Sunday. And news is now also emerging of a mass kidnapping that took place last month in the same region. Well, let's now speak to Samuel Getachew. He's an Ethiopia-based journalist, and he joins us now from Desi. That's in Ethiopia's Amhara region. Samuel, so Abiy now has another five-year term, but that's really not been uncontroversial.
Well, you know, in 2018, the prime minister was appointed by parliament. This is his first time being elected. He received an overwhelming support, but it was a very controversial election with a number of states, including Tigray, that did not participate. As you know, the election that they held a year ago is part of what provoked the conflict that's been running for almost a year now.
And Samuel, meanwhile, we've been seeing this real deterioration in security in a number of regions across the country for a variety of reasons, depending on the area. But how is the government addressing that? Does Abiy actually have the resources and the political backing to deal with it?
I mean, the prime minister seems to have a widespread support, a uniform-like support in many parts of the country still. But, you know, Ethiopia, again, is an important country with 110 million people. With an economy that's growing, but it's also dependent on aid. It's been having issues with the U.S. government, U.S. aid, which has been supporting aid or humanitarian assistance to some of the victims that have been coming forward since the beginning of the conflict. According to the U.N., more than 1 million people are facing famine in Tigray alone. The conflicts, I mean, Amhara region in Desi, the conflicts we're seeing is overwhelming. The need is huge, and it's also in Afari region. The government will be in a very challenged position to address some of the challenges the country is facing. And this conflict is also pushing away some of the foreign investment that have been important to Ethiopia's building a new image, moving from an aid-dependent nation to an economy that's respected. So the prime minister will be busy from day one, I would suspect.
I bet. Samuel Getachew there, an Ethiopia-based journalist speaking to us from Desi. Thanks so much, Samuel.
Thank you.